97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Time once again for our public affairs program, Community Focus, as we bring you the information you need for you and your family here on 97.5 Glory FM. Joining us this morning, here live in our studios, we got a couple of ladies from My Sister's Place, one of the great organizations here in town. And joining us is Angie Brooks. I'll start things with you, Angie. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Glad to have you with us here. And you've got another guest with you.
I do. So today, Sarah Morton is with us. She is our new volunteer coordinator. Luann retired, so Sarah jumped in, and we're so excited to have her.
Great. Hey, Sarah, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Good morning.
Thanks for being with us here this morning. So, Angie, I know you and I know each other, but let everybody know who doesn't know you and what's going on about My Sister's Place.
Yeah, so My Sister's Place is a faith-based shelter for women and children experiencing homelessness. So we take really good care of these ladies and kiddos while they're with us, helping them to get back to housing stability. That's our goal. So, but in the meantime, we work with them doing a lot of life skills training, like financial literacy and job readiness. We do Bible studies, which is how we found Sarah. She used to lead our Bible studies.
Yay.
So it's just a very comprehensive program to help them get back on their feet.
Let everybody know, too, that this is a situation, there's really no stereotype, is there, to women who may be in need here in the area?
Right. No, that is definitely true. Some of them are coming from, you know, maybe Celebrate Recovery or something like that. So they've come out of an addiction cycle and they're doing better, but they've perhaps burned their bridges during that time in their life. So they need a place to stay and a place to rebuild, and we provide that for them. So, but sometimes it's just someone who maybe they had a car repair that they were already kind of living on a razor's edge, and then that car repair sent them over, and they have to choose between rent and getting to work, and they just end up in a difficult situation that they can't manage, especially when there are children involved and there's childcare and just all sorts of reasons how they could end up calling us.
The economy is right now, you never know. You know what?
Yeah.
It could be the next day something could happen to anybody.
That's exactly right. A death, a divorce, anything like that. And many of them work. So you won't realize it, but the person that's checking you in at the hospital or serving you a meal at a restaurant might actually be sleeping in her car at night, perhaps with children who are then going into a, you know, maybe a Walmart or a fast food restaurant to get dressed in their bathroom to start their day. It's really awful.
And before I met you, is that I did not even consider that. You might be as whatever store, restaurant, anything like that, and all of a sudden, that person really may be in need.
Yes, absolutely. But you wouldn't, you know, these are single moms who are, you know, they're fiercely protective of their children, and they're trying so hard to get stable again and get their lives back. And so they may not show it when they're at work or anything like that, but at night it gets really, really hard for them.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. So this morning we're going to let everybody know about how to support My Sister's Place and also about how to become a volunteer. That's why we got Sarah here this morning to talk about volunteers. But let everybody know, first off, about how to get in touch with you that way, Angie.
Yeah, so a couple of ways. You can call me. The number at the shelter is 770-532-5111. Just ask for Angie. I'll be glad to chat with you about any questions you may have or how you can support. Or you can visit our website, which is my-sisters-place.org.
All right, so how was the gateway?
Oh, it was great. Thank you for asking. It was so good. Jeff Foxworthy was there. He donated his portion of the program, and he's a really nice guy, a really nice guy with a huge heart for what our women and kids are going through. He's done a lot of work for Atlanta Mission as well. Like, he's very involved in this community, and we were really grateful. He was funny, and he was kind of, he was moving. It was just wonderful. It went really well.
Super. So I raised a lot of money, right?
Yes, sir. We did. We sure did. It was just under $300,000.
Oh, wow.
I know. We were super excited.
So that's going to help you out in a lot of ways, right?
Yes. So our budget just for the shelter is $750 this year. So it is going to go a long way towards our yearly budget. But we, just so people know, we're debt-free. We don't receive, we don't service any debt with the funds that we receive, but we also don't receive government funding because we want the freedom to host Bible studies, and you know, our ladies will transport them to church if they'd like to go, that sort of thing, and we don't want any restrictions on our program. Mm-hmm. So we're 100% supported by the community.
Super. All right, Sarah, so how do we become a volunteer at My Sister's Place?
So there's several avenues that we have that you can volunteer. The first thing would be to reach out to My Sister's Place at the shelter so that we can have a conversation. I would really like to get to know the volunteers so that we can plug them in to a spot that they're going to enjoy serving. So we have a retail location that has a retail store and a donation center, and we have volunteers that serve there. They may help customers if they're in the retail store, find items, help them in fitting rooms. If they want to work in the donation center, we sort through clothes to make sure that the clothing is good to be put out in the store. So that's an area that some of our volunteers can serve in. One of our biggest needs right now is a program that we're trying to launch called Sisters of Hope. And this is a mentorship program for our ladies in the shelter. So it's going to be a one-on-one relationship with a mentor. And we are looking for women who are following the Lord and want to pour into another woman in that way. There's some training requirements that that program will have. It's going to be a lot of training on the front end. So we want to make sure that our volunteers understand just the dynamics of trauma from being in a homeless shelter, all the trauma that may have led to them being in a homeless shelter, family history, those type of things. So we're going to do some training on that and how to de-escalate situations that may arise in the mentorship relationship. And then we're also going to do some training on mandated reporting so that they know whatever they hear, if it needs to be reported to law enforcement or not. Because sometimes we have things that could come up that are not safe for people in the shelter, or maybe not safe for the child that's, you know, with the parent. So those are the type of training things that we will do. We are asking for a one-year commitment after, while the lady's in the shelter, but then another year after they move out. So we really want to build kind of a sisterhood between the mentor and the mentee so that they can have somebody to support them, somebody that they can go to for godly wisdom and advice. And then we will also do, for the mentors, the volunteers for this program, there'll be a monthly peer-to-peer support group. So we'll gather and talk about maybe some strategies if they're having a hard time connecting with their mentee, or their sister is what we're going to call it, their little sister. And just some tips for that. There'll also be some more training incorporated because we want to make sure that they are comfortable with what they're doing and that they have the resources that they need to be successful as a mentor. And then the only really requirements once you're trained is we would ask that you meet one time a month for at least an hour with your mentee. Some of our women, like Angie said, are single moms, and so their children will be tagging along with them for that. So just having that meeting one time a month. And then we also would like one other type of contact. That could be a text message, that could be an email or a FaceTime. You can do more, but that's kind of like what we're requiring for the relationship. And then after each one of those visits, there would be a short form to communicate back to me as the coordinator. Just of any type of worries, like if you're worried about something, if there's some warning signs of things going on, so that we can make sure that we're serving the ladies and their children well in the shelter so that we can have conversations with them if we need to.
This is Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM, online at WGTJRadio.com. Talking with Angie and Sarah from My Sister's Place here in Gainesville. Let everybody know where the store is located, Sarah.
So we are on John Morrow Parkway.
Yes, it's 130.
Okay, Angie knows.
Yes, I have it memorized. So we are in the Washington Square Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. It's called My Sister's Resale Boutique, mm-hmm. and it is super cute.
It's amazing.
It really is. And the donation center and the boutique are side by side. We're right behind the gun store, is how most people know how to find us. But it's 130 John W. Morrow Parkway.
It's on the side of the square.
Yes,
it's not really like a front view there from John Morrow Parkway. It's on the side there.
Right. Now, we have a new sign. So Signs Good. By Tomorrow donated a new sign for us. I know. So nice of them. So it's a little more visible than it used to be, but it's technically on Alta Vista. If you turn left onto, depending where you're coming from, yeah, you'll see it.
Okay. So when's it open?
It is open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 to 4:30. And the donation center accepts donations on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. They need Tuesday and Thursday to kind of recover from all the donations that we're receiving, which we're so grateful for that. So something people may not know is that all of our residents obviously shop there at no charge. So they get a more elevated experience of finding things that they need versus digging through a black trash bag that somebody's put all their things in. They get to go and shop just like everyone else.
Oh, super.
And they shop when they arrive. They also shop again when they leave. So they might need household items and that sort of thing. So they can go and get those things. But also there are other organizations in town that send their residents there with vouchers to shop. So we do give away quite a bit of merchandise.
Super.
But we're also open to the public. So any proceeds, you know, the net proceeds come back to support the shelter. So that's a really great situation for us.
So you need volunteers right there just to help in a store situation, right,
Sarah? Absolutely. It's very busy in there all the time. Every time I've gone by, it's busy. Debbie, our store manager, needs a lot of help on the retail side. She wants to give customers a great experience when they come in. A lot of times it's one-on-one with a person that is able to help them find what they're looking for. And so that's really nice. It's a good experience. So we definitely need a lot of help in the retail side, but also the donation center, because they get a lot of donations. I've worked over there a few times with the volunteers, and we are so thankful for all the donations we get. And there's just so much to go through to get out on the show floor.
Talk a little bit about the Sisters of Hope and standpoint of building relationships with these ladies who are at the My Sister's Place. Let everybody know too, how long someone is living there usually at My Sister's Place.
So they're normally there. So the program is a 90-day program, but with housing costs being what they are, our stay has extended. So last year, the average length of stay was 106 days.
Okay.
So it's getting a little longer because it's getting a little harder to find affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
But the goal was for these women to have support beyond their time with us because, you know, 90 days is not really that long, and they may need someone to reach out to just to sort through different issues or you know, if a crisis happens, things are going on, they need a friend to process with. So that's the goal of My Sister's Hope, is to really.
So the point there, ladies, and I'm trying to understand, is that being a man and not knowing the situation these ladies are going through, and I can't even imagine what they go through, is how you can build a relationship that quickly and then continue it for the year process. I mean, there's got to be a lot of training, I would think, quickly. You're talking about Sarah, and then for them to really earn somebody's trust to be able to be a friend for them for the entire year.
And that's why we're focused so much on the training on the front end, because there will be some techniques of how to build relationships, conversation starters, how you can start a conversation, some signs of knowing when to push in and to not push in, those types of things. One of the cool things and a benefit that I feel like to the program is I'm in school to be a therapist. And so I do have a lot of experience that I've learned through school and my counseling internships that will allow me to help these ladies build those relationships and those alliances with the sisters that are in the shelter.
So. Well, there had to be some walls built up by the ladies in the sister's place.
Absolutely. They come with a lot of trauma, a lot of hurt, and that is really hard to overcome. And so it takes somebody who is patient and consistent and will show up even when they don't want you there to love them and show them Jesus, which is what we're called to do as believers, to make disciples. And so I see it as more of a discipleship relationship, like you are pouring in even when it's hard with these ladies.
So, Angie, for saying about, you see a lot of women come in and out of My Sister's Place there, and I'm sure you probably have a wait list, don't you?
We do. It's never ending. The wait list is very long. It's months long at this point. But so we're trying. Our board is really seeking God's guidance to find out what next steps we need to take. So they are currently looking for land, about 5 acres, because we would like to expand. We'd like to serve all the women on that wait list and not have a wait list.
Mm-hmm.
Over the past 2 years, we've turned away over 1,000 eligible women and children. I know, it's hard to think about. So, and it grieves our board to know that. And so they are working hard to try to find, to see if this is what the Lord is calling us to do. We're really taking a step of faith just to even begin the process of looking for property, but we're just taking it slowly and prayerfully to see, like, is this what the Lord is calling us to do to mm-hmm. expand?
Because you're looking at the location you're at right now, you're in a great location.
Yes.
But then looking at that kind of land, you're looking at going out into the county somewhere.
Probably. I mean, they still need, most of our women have cars, but some of them do not.
Right.
So access to transportation is important.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be close to, you know, jobs.
Sure.
That sort of thing. So we're just kind of taking it slowly and seeing what the Lord might provide for us.
Well,
in
that's
that
one of the things I want to talk to you about is we look at supporting My Sister's Place is through the different ways people can support the ministry.
Yes. So, of course, we have our regular operations, and there's a link. If you go to our website, there's a button that says donate, and you can donate there. We have a Project Hope program, which is a monthly giving campaign, which we are very grateful to you for being a part of that personally. It means a lot to us. It allows us to plan ahead and know what is coming in on a regular basis.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But then we also have a capital campaign that we have started. We have an account with the North Georgia Community Foundation. So you can reach out to them if you wish to contribute to that. But like I said, right now we're just in the very, very beginning stages of seeking the Lord's guidance on what we're going to do next, where that property might be, and what that's going to look like.
All right. Again, you can go to their website. It's my-sisters-place.org, right?
Yes. Or you can Google My Sister's Place of Gainesville, and you'll find it.
And then when we look at, people may say, how in the world do you be debt-free from the standpoint of, hey, work the ministry? You got to be on a tight shoestring, aren't you?
Yes. We operate very frugally. Jennifer is really good about making sure that we really hover over all of our expenses and we don't spend money unnecessarily. We really consider, is this something that we really need? Or, you know, we're the budget is always on our mind. I'll just put it to you like that. We're always mindful of every dollar.
I think about from the standpoint of volunteers, Sarah, and with you, Angie, is that just the donations that you need? We're talking about anything, and I would think with residents go in and out, anything from things they might need for their bedroom to stuff for the kids, anything they might need.
One of our biggest needs right now is food. Our grocery budget's pretty small. You can imagine mm-hmm. feeding women and children every night. I mean, my grocery bill's gone up myself, and so
sure.
Meat, dry goods, cooking oil, those are all things that we are really in need of right now at the shelter so that we can make sure that we can continue to provide good, wholesome meals for our residents.
The ladies cook every day. They cook for each other. It's kind of communal style living where there's a shared kitchen, shared living room, that sort of thing. So they become, you know, friends with each other. And we have this giant table that was donated by Lazy Boy Furniture.
Cool.
That's beautiful. And they get to all kind of gather around this table and they enjoy a meal and fellowship. But yes, the grocery bill for that is considerable. So we're especially in need, I would say, of fresh meat right now, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Chicken, ground beef, that sort of thing.
So would they go to the shelter or to the donation for the store? Where would they take the food items that you might need?
Food and supplies go to the shelter. Clothing and household items go to the donation center over by the boutique.
Okay. All right. So again, the shelter, I mean, the boutique is out there at Washington Square. Do you want everybody to know where they get to the shelter then? I know.
Yes, we are. The address is 2480 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It's kind of a long building. You'll recognize it. We're on the far, to the far right. If you're facing the building, our door is to the far right of the building because we do have transitional housing units there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two apartments that are occupied, and then the shelter is to the far right.
So for an idea of people new to there, it's sort of from down the street from the Boys and Girls Clubs, right?
Yes.
Or right behind them.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Right there at the intersection of what we call Downey Boulevard,
yep.
Positive Place there at with your GPS. It gives you several different names there going through there.
Yes.
From here, for exactly, especially here. And so they're right behind the Boys and Girls Clubs, and you can find My Sister's Place there. And they can go 800 at any time, right?
Yes, sir. We're there Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
And this is a great way, Sarah, for, I would think, women's groups, especially churches in the area, to help volunteer in any way that you might need there at the shelter.
Absolutely. Meal donations are really nice. When we have, there's some women groups or some churches that donate. I'm thinking about Prince of Peace. They come every Wednesday and bring lunch. So
Great. There's
church groups that come and provide meals. We need more of that, for sure. So meal donations from women's groups would be a great idea. Or if they wanted to adopt, like, we're going to provide chicken for a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. That would be nice for my women's ministry too.
Mm-hmm. Also, we mentioned there's one concern that I see out there, Angie, and that is with children that are part of this, because women got to go work.
Yes.
What happens to the children?
Yeah. So childcare is a huge issue. So, we partner with Family Promise. They have a daycare on site. So when they have availability, our kids can go there. We also partner with the YMCA when they have availability. There's different childcare locations that we will try to help them with that and assist them in paying for that until they can get. There are government subsidies for that a woman can receive, but there's a lot of paperwork involved, and a lot of times they don't, either they don't know about it or they don't know how to navigate. It can be kind of complicated to receive that. So our case manager helps them figure all that out. And then once it's called CAPS, and once that CAPS program kicks in, then they're able to take care of their child care needs themselves.
Before we get out here this morning, let everybody know that where the needs you have for volunteers, both of you, and say, how many, you know, people do you think you need right now for the needs you have there at My Sister's Place?
Well, we don't have a cap on the donation center and the retail store. So as many that wants to volunteer, they will use them at that location. At the shelter, we probably could use another two or three volunteers that come into the shelter. They answer phones. They help with other tasks in the shelter. The My Sisters of Hope program, we would love to get as many women as we can, because our women transition out. And so we currently need 10 to start the training process. And we have that number now, but we would like to have extras as well, so that if a lady moves out, we already have another mentor trained and ready to fill for the new resident. So if we could get about 5 more to start, that would be great for the training process for the Sisters of Hope program.
So I think the way you need to go out, not only with us here, but go ahead and maybe go to churches, that kind of thing, and be able to explain to people really what would be required to be a part of this My Sisters of Hope.
Right. Absolutely. We speak at churches. Angie and I both have spoke to churches. I've spoke to women's ministries. I think Angie's done women's ministries. There was an opportunity day that we got to go to at a church. So if a church is interested, it would be great for them to reach out. We'd be more than happy to come talk to them.
So just call the main number there at 770-532-5111.
Yes, sir. And if I may, I would like to mention something we have coming up.
Sure.
We have something called Serving Hope. Mm-hmm. So if you have any tennis players that are listening, we would love to have you join us.
That's where the serving comes from then, right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Isn't that cute?
Yes, it is.
So it's a tennis clinic that's happening at Brenau University on May 29th. So, and we are being sponsored by Dermatology Associates of Gainesville. I'm sorry, Dermatology Associates of Northeast Georgia, which is just right around the corner here. Mm-hmm. Also, Matt Hermes Realty Group, and the Northeast Georgia Tennis Association, and Honey Baked Ham is providing lunch. So we would love for you guys to join us to either play or sponsor. We still have sponsorships available. You can go to our website and click on the events tab, and you'll see everything about it. You can register there.
Okay. So if you're a tennis player, you can go online there and find out more about it and how you could help My Sister's Place. So there's lots of ways people can help out, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. We've got all kinds of opportunities for you.
All right, you'll hear much more about it right here on 97.5 Glory FM. Sarah, nice to meet you. You're welcome.
Nice
anytime.
I
appreciate you coming by and looking forward to working with you. Angie, always good to see you. So you go to their website again, my-sisters-place.org, or call there at 770-532-5111 and ask for Angie. Tell me you heard about it right here on 97.5 Glory FM. We'll talk to you next time, okay?
Thank you so much,
Thank
Mike.
You.
Appreciate it very much. We've got much more for you coming up next here on 97.5 Glory FM, online at WGTJRadio.com.